This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday said the United States has restored its presence on the world stage. He used his first overseas trip since taking office to connect with a new generation of leaders from some of the world's most powerful countries. Biden wrapped up 3 days of what he called, quote, an extraordinary collaborative and productive meeting at the Group of Seven Summit of Wealthy Democracies and said there was genuine enthusiasm for his engagement. The president is on an 8-day, 3-country trip and left his mark on the G7 by announcing a commitment to share 500 million coronavirus vaccine doses with the world and pressing allies to do the same. The leaders on Sunday confirmed their intent to donate more than 1 billion doses to low-income countries in the next year. He also fought for the leaders' joint statement to include specific language criticizing China's use of forced labor and other human rights abuses as he worked to cast the rivalry with Beijing as the defining competition for the 21st century. Biden planned to travel to Windsor Castle for a private audience with the Queen, becoming the 13th U.S. president to have met with the 95-year-old monarch during her nearly 70-year reign. The president is then scheduled to fly to Brussels for meetings with NATO and European leaders before a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in Geneva. Switzerland on Sunday rejected proposals that would have made it the first European country to ban synthetic pesticides following a divisive campaign. Voters heeded the government's advice and rejected two publicly proposed initiatives that would have changed the landscape for Swiss farming. Meanwhile, controversial sweeping new police powers to combat terrorism seemed set to pass, despite warnings from the United Nations and Amnesty International. This is VOA News.